Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
It's time to GTFO.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
I'm Paige Plissner.
This is a show where we will discuss pop culture and politics. How are you feeling today, Paige Plissner?
I'm good. I feel a little out of it still. To those of you listening, I am in the process of quitting smoking using...
Take care of your health in 2018 because you know when World War III starts, you're going to be doing a lot of running.
No, I'm really stoked actually, and I have thought about the impending apocalypse, which is why I appreciate us going to the gym. I'm like, we're in this together, bitch.
Facts. Yes, my cardio's up. I did a BMI test, and my strength is quite good.
Oh, she looks good too.
I look great. I actually have really strong legs, in case anybody was wondering. And if when you're listening to me on the radio, you're like, wow, but I wonder what them legs do. They're actually fine.
Just imagine someone sitting there like listening and be like, damn, wonder what her legs look like.
Unfortunately.
Well, now you know.
Radio listeners are weird.
They are. So today, our topic is... Oh, this one's going to be hard today. Last week was boobs, right?
Yes. We've done boobs, dick, balls.
Ooh.
Thieves.
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 Yeah. Thieves.
Ooh.
Thank you. This was actually for you, Jack.
Thieves.
Thieves.
I don't know how to relate this. Okay, Fox is thieving.
Perhaps stealing? Would that
be
better?
I was gonna say, I think that's the... Yeah.
Stealing.
I don't...
Thieves, I guess, would be like the noun, but like stealing.
Stealing. They stole... Fox News stole the story. I don't... Seth Rich's life. I don't know.
Ooh, wow.
That's not exactly what happened, but I'm really reaching here.
You are reaching. You are reaching. Stealing.
Okay, Miley Cyrus.
I honestly only wanted it for the second one.
I know. Miley Cyrus stealing people's music, culture, every opportunity she can to make money off of someone else's identity. Anything.
Yeah. And stealing.
I don't know. Like,
emotions, my time.
Yeah, like that, like, person who's not your boyfriend, but you, like, think about them like they're your boyfriend. Stealing your time. Stealing. Micro-cheating is what we're going to get into.
Stealing. Okay.
Micro-cheating is a real word?
Yeah, it is now.
Wow.
We'll get into it in our Mentiras y Mierdas at the close of the show. So stay tuned for that. Should we get started with whatever happened this week? Even though I could use a glass of water. Yeah. But it's okay.
Go get a glass of water.
I don't think I want a glass of water
you
now.
You can run and get a glass of water and I can just say the news by myself.
But I have some comments on the news. Okay. Let's get to the news because I want to know what's this deal with like Volkswagen and Tesla.
All right. So Volkswagen is gearing up to sell more electric cars.
Okay.
World's largest automaker. I didn't actually know they were the world's largest automaker, but they are. They bought $25 billion worth in battery supplies, setting up competition with Tesla. I like that sound effect. Who has so far invested only $17.5 billion.
Oh, wow, they're so poor.
Yeah. they're so poor. Yeah, VW, by the way, who is the car maker who has recently been caught cheating on their diesel fuel emissions test and causing hella pollution. So,
and wasn't that discovered by West Virginia University students?
I'm not
I think it was.
Let's say yes.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was discovered by West Virginia students, West Virginia University students and their engineering department. They're like, oh, this is fucked up. Also, I saw a Tesla outside of the Line Hotel this morning here in Washington, D.C., and I looked at it. I said, wow, I'm going to be poor forever.
They're really cool.
Yo, like the fucking like suicide doors thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it like come down like right in front of you?
I have not.
It looks like it's going to fly away, but it doesn't. It's really cool.
Another news.
Can I just break one thing before you move on to the next topic? Yes. There's a website called the Mark of the Beast Code 666.blogspot.com.
I already love it.
That has an article called Miley Cyrus and Volkswagen. So I'm going to leave that there and okay. You can all follow up.
All right. Stay tuned for that. In other recent news, Trump has fired Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Yeah, he keeps firing all these people, not shooting them, just firing them.
Yeah. The best sound effect I had for fired.
Well, that is firing a gun.
That's true.
We get it. Mm-hmm. He's replacing Rex Tillerson with the CIA director and former Tea Party congressman, which I didn't know, Mike Pompeo.
What?
Yeah. Really fucking lame. This is shitty. Tillerson learned he was fired via Twitter with a serious warning from the White House to cut his trip to Africa short because he, quote unquote, may get a tweet.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, that's how he got fired.
What is wrong with these people?
How disrespectful. So disrespectful. And just like really juvenile. But I guess in turn, Trump has nominated the first woman to lead the CIA, Gina Haspel, who, by the way, has a history of waterboarding prisoners.
What is the actual caveat to this? Like, yeah, she did something really fucked up.
Yeah, no,
she's a terrible person.
She seems to be a big proponent of torture, which is not a good thing. It has not been proven to actually be effective. Because when you're being tortured, you're more likely to just literally say whatever you can to stop being tortured. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, my God.
That checks out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to comment on what.
Don't need to.
I'm not going to. Go
ahead. National student walkout was yesterday in protest of the students wanting stricter gun control laws.
Yeah.
Hashtag was enough is enough. I guess like the official number is hundreds of thousands. So whatever number
hundreds
that is.
Of thousands?
That's what I heard on NPR this morning.
I don't know, but I was
hundreds to thousands? I'm not sure.
I'm really impressed with the children yesterday. They were actually quite organized for being so young, and I think that they definitely went against what a lot of people were saying about them not being able to understand how to make change in their country and their communities.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet of some 11-year-olds in Virginia who had made a press package for the press as they were walking out. It was made of construction paper and like rolled lined like school paper.
It's adorable.
It was adorable, but I'm like, wow, you guys are really put together. That's fantastic.
I know. I don't even have a press kit. I'm a fucking DJ.
I know. Right? We're people that should have press kits and we don't.
Hey.
So we should hire these 11-year-olds. Either way, I'm impressed. Way to go, kids. Keep it going. I wish there was something, I don't know, I could do further to congratulate you or help you other than pat you on the back and give you a small shout on the show. But I'm really impressed with them.
Yeah. I think they should just keep walking out until something happens.
I mean, that's what happened with the West Virginia teachers. If there's anything they learned from them.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just stop showing up and stop, you know, playing to people's rules.
Yeah.
People fall in line.
Yeah. More news.
Yeah, more news.
Democrat Connor Lamb won Pennsylvania's special election.
So, yay!
It's good news. It was interesting, though, the way that he campaigned was as like a Democrat who was against Nancy Pelosi. So just trying.
It's a good look.
Yeah, but it worked for him is the thing because it was you know, his area did vote for Trump. So trying to not like he was trying to cater to those people who didn't,
Yo.
Who aren't like supporting Trump
Do
as
you
much
think
anymore.
They kept Nancy Pelosi just so everybody can run kind of like trashing her as Democrats?
Of course.
That's maybe like, huh.
They're using her as a scapegoat.
Yeah, damn.
Does that not say something about how our country feels about women?
Sure does.
And leadership? I'd rather have a fucking idiot represent me than a woman. Vaginas are the devil. That old vag brain.
That old vag brain. All right, speaking of vag brains, British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Oh my God, can that be our new band?
Vag brain. It is a pretty good band name. Theresa May said it was highly likely that Russia was behind the embassy, or was behind the poisoning of Sergei Skripal, who is a double agent from Russia, and his daughter. So she kicked out 23 Russian embassy workers out of the country, which is about 40% of their staff. France and the U.S. and Germany, I believe, as of this morning, have decided to impose sanctions on Russia as well. And Britain is calling on NATO for action.
I'm really glad we're going to the gym.
I know, right?
My lungs are healthy.
What's that movie Red Dawn, where the Soviet Union like lands in the school, behind the school, and then like they like take over all like small towns in America? You never saw it?
I didn't see it, and
it's from the 80s. It's really good. It's one of my favorites.
I'll put it on my list of movies that I'm saying I'm gonna watch.
It's inspiration. another Russian news. The House has concluded their Russia investigation, saying that there was no evidence that Putin favored Trump and in turn tried to get him elected.
It's weird that the House Russian investigation would find that. You know, they're innocent, right?
Who, Russia?
They're saying that, right? Is that what we're saying?
Well, they're saying that they didn't find any evidence that Trump or that Putin was explicitly trying to get Trump elected.
Mm.
But there was evidence that there was meddling by Russia.
Oh, but Putin didn't do it.
Well, Putin did do it. They're saying that there wasn't any evidence that they wanted Trump to win, just that they wanted Hillary to lose.
Oh.
Which they're saying is, like, different, and therefore it wasn't, like, as bad as, like, the Democrats are saying. But in reality, it's just as bad.
It's like the knife didn't stab you. Terry did. But Terry didn't mean to stab you. The knife meant to stab you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get. Yeah.
I just want to make sure. What I meant.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with the Russian investigation moving forward, I guess. Other news, Stephen Hawking has died. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yeah.
That sucked.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it's sad. But, you know, congratulations to him for outliving his due date.
Yeah, for real. He had like 2 years to live in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
And, you know, despite all odds, having a long, meaningful, and an influential life.
Yeah.
Well beyond just being confined to being a person who is revered for being a disabled person who's overcome. He's just a brilliant individual.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah, he actually thinks we need to leave planet Earth, so.
Shit, I'm ready to go.
Right?
Sometimes I feel like, remember when, like, Prince died and, like, David Bowie died?
Mm-hmm.
And now Stephen Hawking is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't not believe, remember Heaven's Gate when they all drank all the Kool-Aid and they died in that house?
Yes.
I'm not saying we should have a suicide pact because the country's going to shit, but I'm just saying.
Meet here at the Line Hotel in Washington, D.C. No, just kidding. We're not advocating.
Don't do that.
Please don't do that. All right. Moving along, Arnold Schwarzenegger is suing oil companies for, quote unquote, knowingly killing people all over the world. It's not funny.
Okay, if he wins this shit, if he wins, I want reparations for slavery. I'm serious. What?
Yeah.
Which oil company? All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. The lawsuit just says oil companies.
I kind of fuck with that. That's great.
I think it's pretty cool. It's also like demonstrates the power of states. So we have like our federal government, then we have state governments, mm-hmm. and then like they're like sometimes at odds, and then state governments decide certain laws, and then federal governments decide other ones. And then like states are able to do shit like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's dope. Well,
democracy
we'll see what
for you. Yeah.
Hope he wins.
Hope he wins. Melania Trump plans to combat internet bullies and trolls. Of course, leaving her husband exempt. So much like Michelle Obama was trying to fight childhood obesity.
It was a let's move or get moving or
yeah, something
whatever.
Like that. Now Melania Trump, her thing is going to try to fight internet bullies and trolls. Even though trolls is what got her husband elected. So,
it's weird.
Yeah. Stupid.
That is stupid. You ding-dongs.
Next. So about those bombs in Austin.
What the actual fuck? So there have been two package bombs in Austin that just happened to go to two black families. Most recently, a young man was killed on Monday, 17 years old. He was killed by a package bomb that was sent to his house, and I think his mother was injured. And then another black man was killed on March 2nd in Austin by a similar package.
So I originally read that the police thought that the two incidences were related.
Me too.
So...
They don't know if it's coincidental that they were just black people being sent packages.
Or if, I mean, did they not know each other? Like,
I don't think so. Victims? I don't know. But I just think it's interesting that just happened to be two black people.
Yeah.
Especially in our current climate and when race-related, I don't know, harassment?
Hate crimes.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Terrorism?
It is terrorism.
It is a form of terrorism. I think that those things are going up in the United States. So that's definitely something to watch. Also, I think it's funny that the media had left out a lot that they were black people.
Yeah.
That had been targeted for these packages. Either way, we're going to keep watching that.
See what happens.
I want to see what happens.
All right. Google is going to ban all cryptocurrency-related advertisements on its websites and third-party sites.
What?
Which is weird, but they're saying that so far most ads for cryptocurrency-related items have been harmful to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like phishing scams and
yeah,
not legitimate stuff. So since it hasn't been regulated yet by the government, Google is just banning them all.
So how long until Google Coin comes out? Because
wow,
that's what that really sounds
damn.
Like.
I know. It's weird that like Google and Amazon and all these places haven't started their own cryptocurrencies.
It's not that they haven't started them. It's just they haven't figured out how to take over the market because they don't understand the technology yet.
Should I sell all my Bitcoin right now?
Nah, dude. Keep that shit.
All right.
Yeah, don't sell it now.
It's really bad right now.
It is trash.
It is. Finally, some science news. I think this is very interesting. NASA's been performing this twin studies study. And so far, they have revealed that humans change in space and don't come back the same.
Like, on what level?
The molecular level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So,
they come back and they're not twins anymore?
They have, yeah. They have these they have these two twins, or a set of twins, where And one went up to space for 2 years and one stayed on Earth. And the one who went into space came back, was taller. His chromosomes were actually longer. They got longer. And then the twin on Earth, his chromosomes actually got shorter. And then there were a bunch of genes that were different. So they changed in space. These were like genetically identical twins. And after, I don't know, like a year or so, the one who went into space, 7% of those genes that had changed had not changed back.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So does that mean space twin is better than Earth twin?
No, actually, they found that when he came back down from space, his cognitive ability had decreased a little bit. So maybe space makes you dumb. But they're trying, to figure out like what space does to your body, and you know, using twins is one of the best ways that you can measure something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, since we're all going to have to move to the moon soon, right, where the Wi-Fi is.
Yeah.
Is there net neutrality on the moon? I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. We're going to get some water. Stay hydrated. That's important.
Very.
All right, be right back. Damn.
More from our homie Morris. Be right back.
Wow.
It's a sound of thirst. But we're not getting into micro cheating just yet.
Ooh, nice. That was nice.
That was really good.
Good teaser. Welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is still Allison Lane.
I'm still Paige.
Hey. Don't sound disappointed.
I'm not. I love myself. All right.
Tell me about Seth Rich.
All right, so Seth Rich was this kid. Oh, he wasn't a kid. He's 27. He was working for the Democratic National Committee, DNC, before Hillary Clinton, or while Hillary Clinton was running for president, right? And
okay.
He was killed one night in Washington, D.C., and there's this subreddit called The Donald. It's on reddit.com.
Oh.
And yeah, obviously it's pro-Trump. I don't even want to say anything because they'll like come after me. But
damn, why are you going to put this on our show?
So they started spreading this conspiracy theory that Seth Rich was killed because he was the one who was behind the DNC emails being released by WikiLeaks.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they claimed that his computer showed he was in contact with WikiLeaks. And then days later, after that said contact, the emails were released.
This is frightening.
Yeah. So then there was this like whole conspiracy theory that he was the one who did it. And then that's why he was killed. And it was Hillary Clinton that had him killed. Like she was the one behind it. And it was being tied to this idea that Hillary Clinton has had like a host of people being killed as a result of.
I was just going to say, I feel like he's not the only one. I feel like I've heard about two at least two other people in Washington, D.C.
No, there's a few.
That were killed.
I mean, there are, we have a friend.
Yep.
I won't say his name because I don't want to perpetuate the idea. But he was serving the DNC for, he was serving them. It was like a, he
some
was
sort
for
of
being
papers.
Sued. They were like suing him for something. And he served the papers to the DNC, and then, like, I don't know, like a week later or something, he actually passed away, which is very sad. But people took that as an opportunity to say that he was another person who was killed by Hillary Clinton campaign, which is, like, I don't know. I feel like that's a lot to suggest.
I feel like that's messy.
Yeah. And it's really dangerous rhetoric, in my opinion. And so they sort of were hijacking this story of the guy's death, which, by the way, they think that he was killed by accident because of, like, a botched robbery. Like, it had nothing to do with that. He was, like, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Is this the young man that was killed over in, like, Shaw?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember hearing about this. He had been shot. It was at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It was, like, a very strange time and a very, actually, pretty safe area.
Yeah.
I think of Washington, D.C. That's very strange.
Yeah, it is strange. Not to add to the idea of the conspiracy theory. But anyways, so Fox News actually picked up the story and they were agreeing that it was a conspiracy theory and saying that it was, it was because Hillary's emails were, the DNC's emails were hacked and leaked, and he was, like, probably behind it, and that's why she had him killed. Yeah, which it wasn't actually, it wasn't true. Like, that's not true. That's just not true. It's not proven. So his parents are now suing Fox News because of this.
Not surprising, and they definitely should.
Yeah, because they're saying you made up this story about our son, and, you know, it really, like, demean his life and now death, you know.
Well, they're exploiting him for a story and sensationalizing a dead story about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, they also, listen to what they did. So Fox News manipulated his parents into hiring an investigator to figure out what happened, right? But Fox had actually used the same investigator to back up their own theory. So it was like, here's an investigator that agrees with our crazy crockpot theories of why your son died. Here's an independent investigator that you can use to try to figure out what happened. It's really shitty journalism.
It's super shitty.
It's like super shitty journalism.
Who are these people? Mm. You're just like, just keeping this family's like shame and guilt and all these awful emotions that you have when somebody is tragically murdered. You're just perpetuating them and putting them through just torture.
Yeah.
All for a story that you just created?
Yeah.
Adding some validity to it that will never exist?
Yeah. It's just crazy because the idea, like, no one knew who Seth Rich was before. You know, he wasn't, like, someone who was talking to Hillary on a regular basis. You know?
I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Okay. I take a little break from that one. Mm-hmm. That was... I'm concerned. But again, we'll be watching this story.
As I
anticipate this is going to...
That was depressing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you ready to get sadder? You're going to take a little break.
Sad.
I know what's coming.
Sad.
More from Morris.
Welcome back to GTFO Radio. My name is Allison Lane.
I'm Paige Plissner.
Let's take a little break because that last segment was a little sad. We haven't introduced our mascot for the day. Guys, Dottie's here. Yay.
Aww.
Dottie is Paige's Maltese.
Yes.
She's white. She's delightful. Today she's wearing a blue t-shirt with this snowman on it.
Yay. I actually just got my pediment shirt for her in the mail.
I saw it on Instagram.
It's too big for her, though. It's like the smallest size. It's too big, so I have to have my sister take it in before she can wear it out. But
she's so precious. Yeah. She's looking a little sleepy today.
Yeah, she's really sleepy.
Okay. Let's move on. What was it? Stealing was the topic of the day?
Yes.
It was only for the story, honestly. Miley Cyrus is back, guys!
I don't really understand how she's back.
Well, she's back to being black again. You wrote the title. I'm just here.
I wrote it with a question mark. I wrote, Miley's back?
Miley? So I saw a little tweety tweet that Miley is like, I'm back, bitches. With the hair swinging and the booty popping. What are we doing? I'm so confused.
Sorry.
Jack's having fun.
He's having a blast.
No, that's how Miley comes out, saying she's back, bitch.
Have you seen that?
That was the Hannah Montana instrumental. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Hannah Montana.
Okay. Wait, let's get into your story first, because mine's just me being angry at Miley Cyrus for things that you can pretty much look up on any website.
All right, so if you haven't heard yet, Miley Cyrus is being sued by Jamaican singer-songwriter. I don't know how to say this. Flower Gone?
That's probably right.
For $300 million.
Damn.
Which is a lot of money over her song, We Can't Stop, saying it was too similar to his own We Run Things, which he wrote in 1998. I listened to the We Run Things song, and I didn't immediately hear it. No offense to Flower Gone. Or maybe that speaks to my inability to like hear something. I don't
know. Let's listen. Real quick.
No, we're going to have to pay him $300 million if we play it.
That sounds exactly like Miley Cyrus. Fuck out of here.
I kept trying to listen. I was like, all right, maybe like the hook or something.
Obviously. Come on.
Yeah, that's the same song.
Wrecking Ball? It's that.
Wrecking Ball? It's a different song.
I gave it like a wrecking ball. I actually hated the song We Can't Stop, so maybe that's why, because I'm like, this both these songs suck. Yeah, I really hated it. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. She probably has the money to pay him.
I don't know.
She's not going to pay him $300 million. If he's lucky, he might get like a $10,000 settlement.
Well, it's not even really her, is it? Like, because she's not...
It's the lyrics he's going after.
Oh,
no?
The lyrics?
Well, I don't know what the lyrics
is. Is it the lyrics?
I thought so.
Oh.
I don't. Hey, we're really good at our job.
We're like the best at our jobs. But I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah, he says he said, I created the line, we run things, things no run we, which bears resemblance to the line from Cyrus's chorus, we run things, they don't run we.
He's running on that little
what
he, edit.
That's what he's going on. Yeah.
You know what? Whatever you got to get $300 million, guys.
Out to the hustle.
I think he should have lowballed it.
Take your shot.
Because then he probably would have gotten it right away instead of it being publicized.
To be honest, I think this is about a $2 billion lawsuit.
$2 billion. He should have asked for more. Shit.
He should have. Shit, everybody should get paid for that. Mm. You can build a whole new Jamaica with that money. You know what? Good luck, Flourgon.
Yeah, good luck. We wish Flourgon. You. I hope you get that money. I hope you do.
I hope you run things.
He's like, I run things.
How high was he when he was like, wait a minute. I said that shit.
I'm not going to do it. Okay. Yeah, let's just.
So, she just started. What is she doing this thing with Elton John?
What the fuck is she doing with Elton John?
I don't know. Isn't that how she's back? How is she? She have a new song?
I don't know. She just said she's back, bitches, and I just assumed that she was back on her black bullshit.
Well, I think it's because she's doing a performance to like honor Elton John.
I did no research.
I did. I said we're really good at our job.
I did no research. I read a headline and a tweet, and I just got mad.
No, you're right. I mean, Elton John had a song called "The Bitch Is Back," and she was with him at the Grammys, right? So this all checks out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you Google this?
It's not enough. Allison needs more.
I need more. I need more. I'm going to stay mad. It's my right to be angry.
Yeah, you do have a right to be angry.
Whether it's with merit or without it.
Well, I will say this. We've talked about Miley Cyrus off air.
Yep.
Many a times. We appreciate her vocal ability.
Facts.
Her whole rebellious
pop culture persona, trying to make a pop out of black things, like twerking
and then
smoking weed,
yeah,
and hanging out with her black friends,
Jamaican lyrics
from Florgon.
Wait, Jamaican lyrics up.
You are killing it today. Wow. Babe, yo. Quitting smoking is killing it.
Took me like 25 seconds to get that joke.
Someone out there is like, what?
Yeah. No, that was good.
You have to be as high as me. Just kidding, I'm not high.
Not yet. Okay. Let's take a little breaky poo.
Yeah.
When I come back, we're going to talk about stealing emotions.
Micro cheating. The fuck?
I don't know, man. I just left my baby girl a message. Scared I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me. I'd rather leave than cheat. If she give me some time, I can be.
There's another song by Morris. To me, this sounds like micro cheating. We'll see. Coming back soon.
I was looking up a song that we should listen to next week during every break.
Better be good.
It's the best song. And I know that it's We So Lit, Dab Like This.
No. No.
During every break. But for now, I think it's time for us to get into our favorite part of the show. Jack, are you ready?
Is that when we play the Miley Cyrus record?
Why would you do that to me?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I did not have.
Do you know what that sounds like?
It's really appropriate.
It sounds like a lie, actually. So, mentiras y mierdas. This is the section of the show where we pick one topic and we discuss the lies and shit beneath said topic. This week's sort of buzz item, I would suppose, it's something that's been written up in, was it the New York Times?
I think it was New York Times.
Washington like Post.
Literally.
Cosmopolitan.
Everything.
Everybody's talking about it. It's micro cheating.
And I saw these headlines and I went, the fuck is micro-cheating? Like, did they all just collectively get together and, like, make this up because they needed something to talk about?
It sounds like it. I think it's interesting that it is coming off the heels of about 2 years ago when everybody was like, well, what is Tinder? What's a real, like, Tinder date? And how, like, I guess millennials don't understand relationships, or, like, we don't take relationships seriously, mm-hmm. which is patently false. We just have a different sort of economy of, like, what a relationship is.
Yes.
And micro-cheating is now a part of said, like, relationship navigation that's just different from previous generations.
So let's explain what micro-cheating is.
Facts.
All right.
Spill them.
So from my understanding, micro-cheating is like when you are in a relationship with someone and there's another person that you're attracted to and you kind of flirt with them, but in like really minuscule ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like you might go through their photos and like a bunch of pictures. You might, I don't know. What's another example?
Damn.
You have secret text conversations with somebody that your partner may not be comfortable with you having text conversations with.
Yeah, you might like hang out with them. But then you don't tell your partner that you hung out with them because you think that they would be mad.
Yeah.
Which is like, before micro-cheating was coined as a term for something like that, what would you have called that?
Lying. That person's a
sounds
fucking liar.
Sounds more about the jealousy of the other partner, though, no?
It sounds like the person who's micro-cheating, the micro-cheater, is doing things to deliberately deceive their partner.
Right.
Who is the recipient of said micro-cheating. Hmm. Because why would you have to lie about something? And you're like, hey, where were you at? And you're like, I don't know, I went out with a friend. Cool. Great. But if you are also having like secret conversations or like even like an emotional like connection to said person that you're not completely honest with your partner about.
Yeah.
You are breaking the sanctity of the relationship that you're in. And that's what micro-cheating is about.
Yeah. And I think the problem is that the whole basis of it being wrong is because you are attracted to this other person. And that's why the idea of not telling your partner that you were hanging out with them or not sharing the text message conversations mm-hmm. with your partner is because you feel guilty. That's what that feeling is guilt, because you know it's not right.
Yeah. You're like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm doing this.
Fucking, that's what temptation is.
I mean, full disclosure, my ex did a lot of this shit. Like, it was like a lot of lying by omission.
Yeah.
I did something, but I won't fully tell you what I did.
Yeah.
Oof.
And it was really annoying because I'm like, if you don't feel bad about it and you felt confident in what you're doing and you feel like you're not disrespecting our relationship, then why not tell the truth?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what micro-cheating is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that it's coming out now because this kind of didn't exist until... I don't think this term could have existed without technology, which is what the previous generations did not have.
True.
Like, as far as like texting goes,
yeah.
I couldn't be on like social media liking somebody else's stuff, you know, in secret or having like weird like DM conversations with somebody that I'm attracted to 20 years ago.
We definitely have more avenues to engage in micro-cheating now.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, make a plan, I guess.
Yeah, before then. You would just cheat. You better, like, get to it and fuck. But now you have to, like, you can just...
get a motel room.
It was really expensive. Now I can just emotionally sort of, like, have, like, a little mini fantasies about... exploring other relationships.
Damn,
while
in
a relationship.
Seems worse than, like, a really drunk makeout, actually. Because it's like ongoing and,
and
intimate
intentional.
And it's not physical.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I feel like at some point, for me at least, I can forgive you physically cheating on somebody.
Yeah, the emotional part is what would get me.
Yeah, emotionally, really if you don't feel like you can be intimate with me, like on a personal level.
Yeah.
That would hurt my feelings. And I think that's micro-cheating could potentially be worse than... I guess, actual cheating.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy to think that we didn't have the ability to talk about this so, like, clearly. Because I feel like I've had conversations with my girlfriends for, like, years about guys doing stuff like this. You know, and I'm sure girls do it too. I'm just saying, like, I've only talked to girls about it, and there was no way to, I guess, like, solidify the idea of it.
Yeah. That's why we're constantly creating new language to describe how we interact with each other. Yeah. Technology is definitely changing the way that we view our relationships and our conversations. It's super interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if I like the word micro-cheating, though. It just sounds so,
I
like,
think it minimizes what it actually
that's
is.
That's what I was just saying. Yeah, it's kind of, like, it's, worse
it's
in a
way. It's definitely diminishing the severity of, like, what this could be. And it kind of pissed me off in the Cosmo article because they were like, and here's how you can use micro-cheating as a way to, like, strengthen your relationship. You can use this as an opportunity to explore your partner's sexuality and, like, why they're attracted to other people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was some bullshit. Some full Cosmo bullshit.
That's really,
like,
stupid.
It's like, hey.
It's like, well, maybe you should have a threesome. Like,
true. It was a terrible idea. How about you just, like, don't fucking lie?
Yeah.
Don't lie. Be honest. Like, yeah. If you don't, like, I understand, like, that, like, the temptation is definitely there to, like, go online and, like, look at somebody else's pictures and do other things. But, like, don't take that further step of, like, making it repetitive and obvious to your partner. Like, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
It's disrespectful.
So then you would think, like, is micro-cheating grounds for breaking up?
It's grounds for a conversation. You see that shit on, those little Instagram, like, stories where, like, people are making fun of girls who go through guys' phones and see, like, well, why are you sending all these likes to her? Or why are you liking all her pictures and none of mine and all this other shit? Like, I don't know if it's grounds for, like, a breakup, but I think it's definitely grounds for a conversation, and it is cause for concern of, like, somebody's commitment.
Yeah. Huh. It's weird, though, because I feel like I would never, like, do that because it just seems really juvenile.
It is juvenile.
Do something like that. I can't even imagine, like, I don't know. It seems really juvenile.
I think it is juvenile. And it kind of, like, it's like, kind of like high school relationships, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
You know
like.
What I mean? Like, it's not people who are ready to be in, like, a committed relationship, I suppose.
It's like those people, know. Too, that'll flirt and then, like, months later you'll learn they have a partner. And you're like, what? You never mentioned that?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
They want the security, like, but they also want to play.
Yeah.
That's weird, though. This was picked up by, like, Washington Post and New York Times, because it does seem like something that would just stay within, like, the Cosmo realm.
Yeah, but I think that the Washington Post writer, she has a column that was about just, like, being single. I think it's called Singled Out. I'm not entirely certain. It's something interesting. I've had too much caffeine and my arms are shaking now. And I can't type. I was going to look it up and I'm like, but I can't type anymore because, like, I'm too caffeinated.
Well, the Washington Post also was bought out, and now I think they're probably trying to, like, cater more to people. I don't fucking know.
Whoa, the three headlines here, like, when I Google micro-cheating, it's the Post article. What is micro-cheating? Could it be good for your relationship?
Yep.
Femina? Is micro-cheating good for your relationship? And The Guardian, is your partner micro-cheating? Let's face it, who isn't?
Oh, sorry.
I'm not micro-cheating because I would feel guilty because I don't do shit like that.
Because
I'm not
fucking
13 years old.
I'm burying the lead here. So your partner shows a fleeting interest in other men or women? Congratulations, you've probably picked well.
Ugh. What the fuck? Why is looking outside better than looking within? I don't understand that.
I don't either. I don't.
Who's trying to justify that, like, this sort of,
I think,
like,
they're saying it's just healthy to, like, have fantasies and explore them in ways that don't cross physical boundaries. But
if
then
you're
that's
engaging,
reducing it all to physicality. Then, like, what? Then you're just saying, I don't know. That's weird.
You're trying to say that it's cool to want to fuck other people, but not actually fucking other people. And I should give them a fucking medal.
Yeah, I think this is
I don't get it.
Really backwards way of looking at commitment.
I wonder if these people writing these articles are in relationships themselves.
Let's see who wrote this Guardian
article. I don't want to, like,
it's
put that out
there. It's a dude.
Oh yeah. My god.
And he's bald. My man needs that micro cheese. Take it from him. And this article came out on Valentine's Day. Stop.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
I think that they're minimizing it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And I think that if we keep congratulating this micro cheating shit, I think it's
something where people like really need to have serious, meaningful conversations with their partners. You know, if you want to have an open relationship, that's one thing. But I feel like that sort of gives way to someone trying to like take advantage of another person.
It's gaslighting the partner who is not micro cheating.
Yeah.
It is gaslighting them. It's gaslighting the shit out of them.
Yeah, it really is.
You're like, no, dude, it's a good thing I'm talking to other people. It's a good thing I find other people attractive.
All right, so here's the lesson. If someone tries to sell you on this micro cheating bullshit,
they're probably trash.
They're trash, juvenile, not worth your time.
Yeah. Don't trust it.
Or you could date them and just fucking cheat on them and tell them it's micro cheating, like the entire time. Dish it right back.
Just dish it out. Oh, you micro cheating? I'm full cheating.
This is pussy.
Shit, or just don't date.
Or that. Because you know what? The respectable thing to do, the respectable, mature thing to do, if you have to go outside of your relationship to find fulfillment, don't be in a relationship.
So weird.
You have yourself to work on, and you do not deserve the love of another person.
Yep. All right. And with that.
Well, thank you for listening to GTFO Radio. Go ahead.
This is Paige.
And I'm Allison.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at GTFO_radio. We're live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern at fullserviceradio.org. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search GTFO Radio, or you can download our episodes from GTFOradio.fullserviceradio.org.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Congrats on quitting smoking. Yay. <You know? laughs>